So, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My wife challenged me this week. We've been talking for the last several times that we've shared about having trust in God, having faith, and being able to step out in His plan. Having a solid prayer life where we speak to God, but then we listen, we hear, and obey. And doing, not just hearing, but doing the Word of God. So all these things we've been talking about and talking about. So she says, have you tried to put that in practice? Now, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, my normal mode is to come in very well prepared with notes and Bible verses that are up on the screen and things like that. And she challenged me, what if you just got up and let the Holy Spirit speak? Nice. Now, that's a very nerve-wracking thing for someone who speaks publicly, because if you get up there and all of a sudden you draw a blank, it's like being on a stage and you've learned your lines, but all of a sudden you can't remember what the next thing is. And it's just like one of those nightmares that you have, you know, in high school or something like that. And so it gets a little nerve-wracking. So I said, all right, we're going to give it a try. So all I came up with so far, I mean, during the week, was a title: Let Go and Let God. You've heard that before. So today we're going to let go and let God do it. And I'm trusting in Him that He's going to minister to your needs today. He did give me a scripture to start with, and this is going to be the basis for it, and we'll see where it goes from here. Because I believe that God wants to minister to each one of you today in a very special way, some way that maybe we haven't been able to do because you've been in a learning mode instead of a doing mode. And so I think today He wants to get everybody here involved some way in this message. The passage that He led me to comes out of Philippians chapter 4. And it's part of verse 1, but then verses 4 through 7 is the ones that He's starting with today. And it says, therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and crown, stand fast in the Lord, beloved. And then starting at verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And, as a consequence, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How many here occasionally suffer from depression or anxiety? People, yeah, a number of people, some people. This is what this passage is talking about. This passage is saying this is a human condition. This is something that since the fall of man, all the way back to the Garden of Eden, people have had to suffer these emotional turmoils, anxiety, depression, things that are not the peace that passes all understanding. It's just not it. And so the Lord says, there's no reason for that. There's no reason for you to have to go through those things. Now, there are times when stuff gets you. And yes, okay, and it's just a down day. I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying that you have to be snoopy all day long and be happy and joyful and everything like that. That's not what He's talking about. What He's talking about is that spirit that really is such a suppressing your human spirit, your Holy Spirit, your spirit that's attuned with God, needs to have that upliftingness that God gives you. That's what He wants. That's the peace that He gives you. That's the peace that passes all understanding. How does it start? It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Even if your situation is not calling for it, there's a time when you must be able to rejoice in the Lord, not in your situation. He doesn't say, I'm going to keep you from all anxiety situations. I'm going to keep you from all things that may upset you. That's not what he's talking about. What he's saying is that when those situations come, rejoice in me because I am with you all the time. I am with you all of them in those situations in all ways. And so pray, be anxious for nothing. Anxiety is like that depression. It's the same kind of it's an emotional suppressant that just keeps us tamped down. It doesn't want, the enemy doesn't want you to rejoice in the Lord. He doesn't want you to acknowledge that God is in charge and that you are cognizant of his presence, that you know that he's there with you. The enemy doesn't want that. He wants you to focus on all that stuff around you. That's why he's throwing these roadblocks in your way. He's throwing those chunks of concrete out in front of your car, your spiritual car that's driving down the road with God. The enemy doesn't like that. So he tries to stumble you. He tries to cause you pain. He tries to cause you emotional heartache. Things that can be very serious in your life, even simple things. You know, yesterday we took advantage of, if you've never heard of it, it's called the Yard Crawl. And it takes place every year on the second Saturday of August. And it goes from Stevens City, Virginia, down Route 11, which is the main north-south drag in the Shenandoah Valley, all the way down past New Market, Virginia, two counties long, 40-mile-long yard sale. It is every business, every house along the way has stuff in their front yard, and they all do it on the same day, and it is a carnival. I mean, it is just people all over the place. And we've been doing this for a long time. Since we've been living out in the valley, we've been going out and doing this. And so yesterday we went out. It was cool in the morning. We get out there, got a little bit of a later start than we wanted to. And we get to the first, you know, they have these enclaves where like these big parking lots or big fields, they'll rent out, the owners will rent out the space to the vendors to come in. And they come in from all over the place. And you can find anything and everything you could imagine you can find for sale there someplace. New, old, whatever. So normally we will take the whole day and just go place to place to place, get to the first place, and we walked around and realized that we're getting a little older and a little less mobile than we used to was, okay? And so by the time we got through this first one, this first field of vendors, basically, we were beat. And so we said, okay, we still want to see what it looks like. We want to experience the experience. And so we get back in the car, turn the air conditioning on, and it was wonderful. And then drove the 40 miles slowly, because there's a lot of traffic, all the way up, but didn't get a chance to really stop much more. So it could have been a depressing thing. It could have been something, Lord, you know, we can't do this anymore. Why? We enjoy this so much, and yet, why can't we do these things anymore? And we could have accepted it that way, but instead, we made a picnic out of it. We took, you know, stopped and had hamburgers and stuff like that and just enjoyed it. And instead, focused on what was more fun about it. Didn't have to spend a lot of money this time. I mean, we've spent some money out there in the past, but came back with a few little things, little gizmos and stuff that we just catch your fancy and do that. Those are the kind of things that the devil sometimes will throw those things at you and will try to change your mind about things and will try to distract you from what you should be doing, which is being in God's presence, talking with him, and then listening and obeying what God says for you. That, I think, is what God, that's the message I think that God wants us to hear today. That whatever your situation is in your life, turn to God. Good, turn to God. Bad, even more so, turn to God. Because he wants to be with you, and he is at your side right now. And that's what I believe he wants the message to come through today. And that we put that into practice. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, that we were able to enjoy yesterday, even though we couldn't do the things that we would like to do and we've done in past years. Thank you, Lord, that it was a beautiful day out there and that we were safe and that people were safe and nothing happened out there that caused any problem. We've been there when there was a medical emergency and somebody had a heart attack right there on the ground and they had to come and get it. A couple of years ago, that happened right in front of us. And so that didn't happen yesterday. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It was just a gorgeous day out there. That's what I think is the heart of what he wants to share with you today. And I think that the way he wants to do it today, Lord, thank you, is I think he wants to minister to people today. I think he wants to seek those people today who identify with this a little bit, who may have something going on in your life right now, but you have had some trouble getting past that roadblock, that stumbling block, that barrier. Something in your path is blocking. Don't know yet what it is, but I believe that there's people here today who have that, experienced that, and have been frustrated by it. And the Lord today says, today's the day, break it off. Today's the time to do it. And we're going to pray with you today and do that. And so, thank you, Lord. Lord, we seek that peace that surpasses all understanding, that beyond what a human analyst or a human psychiatrist or somebody would tell you, Lord God, you know better. Sometimes the medical doctors, Lord God, seem to be stymied by things. I know, Lord, that just an example. Deborah's mother went through a series of trials last week. She, a couple of weeks ago, got back from Ghana. Their family has this wonderful ministry in Ghana that's been there for a long number of years. And they have a foundation that they've set up that has set up schools and orphanages and things like that over in Ghana. And they're honored over there. So they go over there every year and they refresh those connections and renew those connections over there. But when she came back, she had some medical issues and they weren't sure if it was something that she caught while she was over there, a bug that she caught or something that she ate that was not something that she necessarily should have eaten. But for a week or so, she was in physical duress, physical stress. Finally, by the end of last week, things started to clear themselves up and they had gone to a couple of different doctors and the doctors seemed a little stymied about it. And one doctor was telling her one thing, one doctor was telling another. They finally got hold of a doctor who was a Navy doctor, had served time overseas, and was sensitized to some of the specific types of things that you encounter when you go to a tropical climate or whether you go to a desert climate. There are some things that are there that aren't here in Virginia that you would normally run into. Certain types of things and growth and stuff that's yucky. Technical term. So he was able to provide some of the assistance that she needed, and then it worked itself out. So there are times when your own thoughts and your own, even your family and your friends might give you good advice, but it's not God advice. And so you want today to turn to the Lord. And I'm going to ask you today to let go and let God. And let him today deal with those things that you have, that you've been wrestling with. Physical things, emotional things, those kind of things. I'm not going to call it an altar call because that's not the purpose. This is not a salvation message. This is a fulfillment message for somebody who's already saved but not walking fully in the power and the blessings that God has promised for each one of you. He has promised us by being obedient, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths, not your friends, not your doctor, not your pastor even. All I can do is remind you what God is already saying. And that's what my purpose is today. And I think that's why he's having me do this today, is to try to pull you in, get you active in this today, in this process. You are an active participant in the relationship with God. You're not a bystander watching what the pastors are saying or watching what the worship team is doing. They are a tool. We are a tool to bring you into that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with the Father, and through that, be blessed by him to the fullness of the power that the Holy Spirit has within you. That's what we seek. That's what New Covenant is all about. To mature people from who, yes, bring them that salvation message. Yes, evangelism is important. We need to touch those people who have not made that commitment yet to Jesus Christ. Thank God for the Edwins of the world and the Paulas of the world who do that and can't help themselves. You take them to lunch and they're talking to everybody in there. Hey, it's like going to lunch with Ken Hornby. Hey, do you know Jesus? You know, first thing out of his mouth. And it's wonderful. It's great. It's a blessing. It's a wonderful gift that they have. But then the next step, it's not just a notch on your gun stock. We got one. It's how do you bring that person to maturity? How do you bring that person to a fullness of the full promise that the Bible has for us? The gospel message is that Jesus saves, but the fullness of it is that Jesus empowers you to live a life that is godly. The next passage in here is part of this. And I didn't read this, but let me read it now. I think it's time. Philippians 4, starting at verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now, I'm not talking about sitting there with your legs crossed going, That means consider them all the time. When you go through your daily life, if there are things that the devil throws in front of you that are temptations, that are things that are clearly not of God, and this is where your gift of discernment comes in. The discerning of spirits is one of the gifts that you all have because the Holy Spirit is in every one of you. And one of the gifts that he has given you is the spirit of discernment. And so when you see these things in your life, if this is not God, if this is not pure or lovely or of good report or virtuous, then screw around it. Go to look at something else. Find something else. A good way to start is turn to your Bible. By the way, we got the new Daily Breads in, if those of you who use that, and I encourage you to try it. The new ones for starting at the end of August. These ones are, you need the new ones starting in September, October, November timeframe. So they're here. That's a good way. It's a really short little message. It gives you a couple of verses. It gives you a little meditation on that verse. It gives you a prayer. It gives you questions to ask yourself about that passage. How do I apply that to me? And it refocuses you from these things that are not of God to the things that are of God. Even a little step like that, build a habit to do that. And when you do that, you're going to find that you're going to start to grow. You're going to start to be able to hear him more clearly. You're going to start to be more willing to follow in his footsteps. You know, back in the 70s or 80s, you know, what would Jesus do? You get the little rubber bracelet, that WWJD, right? Right? There was a purpose for that. It was a useful tool because what would Jesus do in a situation like that? Would Jesus love that unlovable person? Would Jesus turn away? Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. We need to be the same way. Get thee behind me, Satan. Step around that stuff. Step into the path of light that God says. We sang about that. Coming into the light and enjoying the light of God. God's light illuminates the darkest places. Even a tiny little light illuminates the darkest places. I think that's what he wants us to do today. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. All right. I said all that so we could say this. Yes, ma'am.
I like the last verse, too.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Verse 9.
Say that again.
Verse 9. I kind of move things around to make the message to my heart. But mm-hmm. It says, do what you have learned and received and heard and seen, and the God of peace will be with you.
Okay.
Do what you have learned, received, heard, and seen. That's for each of us here.
Yep.
Because what God teaches us in this church is the meat. We are all mature Christians.
Or becoming that.
And we're in the process of becoming that, but way far ahead of others who don't mm-hmm. have the teachings that God has given us. And so we have to now step out and do those things. Remember what we've learned. Mm-hmm. Take deeper what you've received. Acknowledge what you have seen. And then do what Jesus
yep.
would do.
The Nike thing, right? Just do it. So, that's a good observation, because there are a lot of churches in this area, even just in our community right here, just on our block, there's other churches there. And we've been asked, well, what makes your church different than others? Well, it's got the Holy Spirit. That's one thing. But not only does it have it, we encourage it, and we encourage our own people to grow within it. That's the thing. There are other churches that acknowledge the Holy Spirit, but sometimes it's reserved for special anointed people to minister it. There are churches that do that. There are some churches that the Holy Spirit's a no-no.
Also, it's a bunch of love here.
Yep. There's that too. But see, that's a fruit of the Spirit. When the Spirit is allowed to grow in you, we've talked about the gifts of the Spirit, which are the tools that God puts in each one of us that allow us to grow, allow us to become closer with God. But when you do that, it's planting seeds, and those seeds flower into the fruit of the Spirit, and love is one of those fruits of the Spirit. And so if you are allowing the Spirit to work within you, then love for your fellow believers, love for any person out there, is what you're going to see. Now, give you a little hint. Next week, we're going to have a guest speaker coming in. It's the head of a ministry here in Prince William County that serves the needs of the homeless. And so, you know, Edwin loves to beat the drum for the evangelism, and that's right, and that's good, and we need to do that. Well, here's one way that could potentially be a way that we might be able to facilitate that with some of you. Some of you may resonate with that. But it deals with people who have disabilities, mental disabilities. It deals with people that are homeless, and he's going to come in and talk about his own testimony, his own ministry that they have, and give us some guidelines about that. And thanks to Jordan for helping to set that particular thing up. Jordan's becoming more involved with that ministry itself. So God bless him for that as well. Hallelujah. All right. What I want to do is I'm going to just let the Lord lead. And I think we need to do some time of ministry for individuals. And if you feel led to pray for a certain person, then we'll give you the microphone and let you do that a little bit. If you feel a need that you have a need yourself that you want to get prayed for, now's the time to be bold. Put your hands up and just receive from God. We sang a song, Don't Be Shy. You got a lion inside of your lungs. Lions roar. They are loud. They actually did a scientific study of why tigers and lions, why you can hear them so far. And it's because of the way that their vocal cords generate these real low-frequency sounds that we can't do as human beings, but they can do it, and that sound travels. It just it fills the jungle or the field or the forest where they're living. And it's just God has provided them the way to do that. So when he says that there's a lion in your lungs, that means that God is going to hear you. Everyone is going to hear you. You've got to be bold enough to allow that to come forward. And so today I'm asking you to be bold enough to be allow us to pray for your needs and to be bold enough to pray for the needs of others. This is what we have been calling you to do, and today's the day we're going to try to do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shemaiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You asking for prayer? Or you want to pray for somebody? Or both?
Well, actually, I have a praise report.
Okay, well, that's good, too. Let's start with that.
Yes. My daughter Sharon has been cleared from the from the hospital in Charlotte.
Okay.
To start chemo.
Excellent.
And originally they had said it had to be done in Culpeper, which is a fur,
right. It's a fur piece.
The good Lord has seen fit to see that it can be done right here in Manassas, 10
Praise
minutes
the Lord.
From my house.
Praise the Lord.
Excellent.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
He also, since she is a diabetic and is on insulin, we've seen the oncologist last week, and he suggested that with her, it would be easier on her to have chemo one day a week for 18 weeks instead of having 6 treatments every 3 weeks. And that's going to be right at Prince William Hospital, 10 Hallelujah. Minutes away.
Hallelujah.
So
all right.
God always works things
he
out
does.
For me.
As we were standing here getting
he
ready to
so
pray.
Good.
He is good. I just felt that God wanted to tell you, no anxiety. No anxiety. Peace that passes all understanding.
I go to
thank you, Lord.
I pray God all the time.
Hallelujah.
For my blessings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
She has had a few setbacks, but she's got her appetite back.
Amen.
Amen.
We stand with her, Lord God. We stand with her daughter right now. We thank you, Lord, that you are healing her right now, Lord God.
Yes,
and
God.
Thank you, Lord, for the doctors with wisdom that you've given to them. God-given wisdom, Lord God. May they be successful. And, Lord, may you be successful through their hands in healing this one, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I went through a lot in June at the hospital.
Yep.
So
I remember.
Just praise God
I remember.
For being here.
You have a...
I need prayers for these bone spurs there in the back and around this way.
Okay.
It lifts up my skull sometimes.
All right.
And I have to switch it around. I don't see the doctor until the 18th.
Until the 18th of this month.
Yeah, and all they want to do is give me shots. They don't care that it's lifted up, that it lifts itself up.
All right, well, let's pray then. Hallelujah.
The shots, aren't you?
Yeah, I think, you're a good one. Let's do that. Yep. You'll find that the prayers of somebody who's been through what you're experiencing or about to experience can be the most effective prayers because they've been down that path before. They've beaten down the brush. They've kicked the big rocks out of the way already. They know where those are. And so that person praying for you in this situation can be very effective. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I just lift Tina up to you right now, Lord God, and I ask, Lord God, that you touch and heal these bone spurs, Lord God. Relieve any discomfort, Lord God, that they may bring. We just pray for her right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that she has come to you in faith, Lord God. You tell us, Lord, come as little children to you. And so she comes with this simple faith, Lord God, that you are going to do what you say you do, Lord God, and what you have done for years and years and years, Lord God, to people across this globe. We thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, I just pray for wisdom for the doctors as she goes and see this on the 18th, Lord God. May they be proper in their diagnosis, Lord God, and find the right thing to be able to serve her needs, Lord God. Lord, let them be your hands and your eyes and your feet. And through them, Lord God, heal her. And Lord, miraculously heal her, Lord God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excuse me. I felt that I'm sort of between my Social Security disability claim and my attorney's office. Mm-hmm. I feel that I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
Including prayer.
Okay.
And I just feel like I'm stuck at the intake level. And I pray that that Kirkendall Dwyer, my attorney's office, gets it approved.
Okay.
It's been 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. And when that does get approved, prayfully, we're talking 6.5 years of back pay.
Wow.
And I've been thinking about that every day and every
it's
night
a lot.
For 6.5 years.
Amen.
And I need it.
Amen. Amen. So, Lord, we just agree with right now with this prayer that his action, Lord God, this legal action that he's having to be taken, it's been in progress for so many years, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that it would come to fruition. And, Lord God, may he be shown favor by the Social Security Administration, by the government representatives, Lord God. We just pray for favor for him, for provision for him, Lord God, that it may allow him, give him the resources, Lord God, to take, to change his situation in general, Lord God, because this would be a game changer, Lord. And we just pray right now for Marcus and for this whole situation, Lord, that your will be done, that your provision be made, that your peace, Lord God, be remain in his heart. And I see a peace in him right now, Lord God. But I just say, Lord, reinforce that with him. And Lord, just keep him at your side right now, Lord God. You are at his side, Lord God, but keep him at your side, Lord God. Keep him aligned with you, Lord God. And sometimes, Lord, you need a little nudge to go this way or that way. Lord, open his ears to know the way that you would have him go. Whether it's to the left, to the right, go with those winds, Lord God, those little gentle breezes, Lord God. Just like a sailboat on the water has to be sensitive. That's why they put a little pennant on the top of the mast, because if the wind changes, the little pennant goes the way the wind shows, and then they'd have to make adjustments to the sail. So, Lord, bring up that little pennant that he can see, Lord God, the way your wind is blowing, and then respond to it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I just had a picture of David and Goliath. And you know, I feel like the Lord's just saying, you're like David. And you know how sometimes when you're battling an entity like the government, I mean, sometimes that's how it works out. It's kind of a Goliath. And it's hard to wade through the stuff that's around what you're needing to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you're just using Marcus and that you've positioned him. And he may feel at times small and neglected in this respect, because I know many people have battled with different entities, whether it's a nursing home staff like I have, or it's whatever with the government. Lord, you gave David strategic things to bring down Goliath. Mm. And so I thank you that you are fighting on Marcus's behalf. And we agree in prayer that you're going to unleash what needs to be moved or brought down on his behalf in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Same thing or some new stuff?
No, the same thing. I had to reach out to the pain management doctor because nothing's helping me with the pain.
Right.
And they kind of came back with, you know, well, you've tried a lot of medications that didn't work, and that kind of, you know, made me, you know, feel frustrated and scared and all. So I just, I don't want to be relying on pills.
Right.
And I'm asking the Lord to show the doctor, because they want to do an injection on the 3rd of September, because they're just guessing. Yeah. Well, we're going to try another spot on your back. And I don't want to get it if it's not going to help. And I've asked the Lord just to tell the doctor. Amen. And it's no point.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we agree with Nancy right now, Lord God. That, Lord, same old is not going to work, Lord God. The same old has not been effective.
No.
Same old, Lord God, is just what those stumbling blocks have been again and again and again and again. So, Lord, we just pray right now for newness. I pray for refreshing, Lord God. I pray for healing, Lord God. I pray for relief from the pain, Lord God. And I pray for uplifting for her, Lord God, in all things, that Jesus could be primo, Lord God, could be the first and only thing that she focuses on, Lord God. Lord, may the doctors realize that as well, Lord God. May they realize that the Lord's hand is upon this woman, Lord God. And may they be instruments of your peace, Lord God, that your healing hand can be upon her, Lord God, through the doctors. Give them wisdom, Lord God. Lord, remove the veil from their eyes that the enemy has put there, Lord God. Let them see, Lord God, what is the root cause of this, and not treat the symptoms, Lord God, with medications, but treat the root cause of it, Lord God, and get rid of it once and for all. And Lord God, you can do that. And we just lift her up to you right now, Lord God. We know, Lord God, in our knowers, that you, Lord God, have her best interest at heart in all things. Praise you, Lord. We stand with her in this, Lord God. We agree, Lord God. In this prayer request, Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, when I was reading Psalm 33, and it talks about a steadfast heart, here sits Nancy with a steadfast heart.
Yes. Yes.
You really think I got that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here is Nancy with a steadfast heart, Lord.
Yes.
And I just ask that you would just, your Holy Spirit would pour down over her and in her, Father, and that your healing touch would take care of not just her back, but her hands as well. And Father, your love is so great, and your faithfulness is so great, Lord. We just ask that you would, through your love and faithfulness, that you would touch Nancy, take away this pain.
Yes, Lord.
Restore her to full health.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray these things in your precious name.
Amen. Amen. And don't confuse reacting to a situation with the change of your own heart. Your heart is the same. You're reacting, you get hit with these things, and sure, that's going to knock you down. But every time, the steadfast heart is what gets you back up again. That's what you got.
It's not a health issue.
That's all right, then it's a health issue.
I heard she's still looking, my daughter's still looking for a job.
Okay.
I've been able to help her this month.
Right. All right, Lord, we've prayed for her several times before, Lord God, and we just pray, Lord God, again for her. We just ask for your provision for Kathy's daughter, Lord God. And as any mother cares for her daughter and wants to help, Lord God, but there's only so much that you can do, Lord. There's only so much that a person can do for another person, Lord. She needs your hand in her life, Lord God. Give her an indication of your presence, Lord God. Give her an indication of your love for her and your provision for her and your care for her on a daily basis in everything that she is and everything she does, Lord God. And we just stand with Kathy in this prayer, Lord God. We agree with her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You never have anything going on with you, do you?
A couple things. One, my right foot is in incredible pain, and I'm dragging because I have to take a strong pain medication. And like Nancy, I really shouldn't be taking that strong pain medication very often. The doctor said, you know, this is pretty. And I said, yeah, I don't like doing it. But just to do my dishes, I don't have a dishwasher, and I'm using a laundry sink that's very awkward physically. So my foot pays for it. And so, yeah, and so I take the pain meds, then I'm able to do things, then I'm back to pain meds again. Very frustrating. And I've got to be able to walk. And I mean, I took a walk last night for the first time around the block. Well, I paid for it. I had to take the pain meds, you know, so... and then the other thing is just to find the right car. And I can't get to a doctor for my foot again until maybe September 1st because I'm waiting for Medicare to come through and then sign up with somebody and all that fun stuff. So I'm it's a few things. But the car thing is
it's always something,
kind
right?
of urgent.
It's always something, right?
Yeah. Fix Medicare and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're actually pretty good. I'm just waiting for the number to come.
All right. But, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we agree with Paula on this prayer, Lord God. I just ask, Lord God, that you heal her foot, Lord God. Take away the pain in her foot, Lord God. And it just seems to be, you know, a spiral, Lord God. That thing that leads to other things, which lead to other things, which lead to other things. And so, Lord, we ask that you reverse that course, that you heal her foot, Lord God. Remove the pain from it, Lord God. And Lord, I just ask for provision for her on these other things. The Medicare, the Medicaid, the need for a car, Lord God. All those things, Lord God. All good things come from you, Lord God. And so we turn to you, Lord God, right now. And she turns to you, Lord God, and gives herself over to you, Lord. Lord, I just pray for wisdom for her right now, that she would understand and be able to find the right car. It may not be the perfect car, Lord God, but give her, Lord, every day, Lord God. Give us our daily bread, not our daily wants. And so, Lord, we just ask for you to provide for her needs, her immediate needs, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for this one's heart. There's evangelism in there, Lord God. That lion's in her lungs, Lord God, is roaring sometimes. And Lord, I just thank you for that example to each one of us. But Lord, I also say this one has given herself to you, Lord God. Take care of her, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What?
My honey's going away for a week. And it's going to be really hard on me. And I just need to fight feeling down.
Mm-hmm.
And that Hallelujah. The Lord will help me use the time to His glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I know for a fact that she spends a lot of time in your presence. And she practices what she preaches, Lord God, in that regard. But Lord, I just need an extra special measure this week. Multiply her time, Lord God. Lord, I just pray for the weather to be supportive so that she can do the things outside and inside that she needs to do. Because if it gets really hot or really rainy or really ooky outside, that can just complicate the matter, Lord. And I just pray, Lord God, that you keep her sufficient, self-sufficient for the next few days till I can return back to her, Lord God, and be your hands for her in these areas. Thank you, Lord. I just pray for the peace of the heart, Lord God. Lord, I bind a spirit of fear. I bind a spirit of anxiety in the name of Jesus, for that is not of you, Lord God. We put our faith in you, Lord God, so that we can rise up on wings of eagles. I just see the picture of that, and it's got a little United Airlines on the side of his body. So, yes, I have to fly. But, Lord, I know that I'm going to be in your hands. Give her that confirmation, Lord God. Give her that assurance, Lord God, that this is going to be okay. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Father, I just thank you that you're our strong tower. And I just had a picture of Jesus just taking your hand and holding it. And Father, I thank you that that's who you are. Mm-hmm. We can be weak or uncertain or however it is with what we're facing. But you say, I'm always with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So thank you that you are Patty's strong tower. You're her rear guard. And so, Father, I pray for special angels just to surround her at this time, and that you will show her that you are holding her hand and that you are with her. In Jesus' Amen. Name.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. As I was preparing for this, I felt also that God wanted us to pray collectively for here at New Covenant as well. So, you know, we've got this place. We've got it set up. So there's still a few things that are in progress with it. And we can make our own plans about it. We can make all kinds of plans. But if it's not God's plans, it's not going to work. And so, Lord, I just pray right now for New Covenant that your will be made known to us clearly, Lord God, that you, any opportunities that come our way, Lord God, are not just good thoughts or good ideas or things that we just pop into our minds, because, Lord, we don't know where those things come from. They may or may not be from you. They may likely not be yours. So, Lord, we just want to stay attuned with you. What is your purpose, Lord God? Lord, we believe, all the pastors, Lord, believe that you have us here for a reason, that you have us here to fulfill what you created New Covenant for. And as we talked about earlier, Lord God, may that continue. May we continue to mature people into a fullness of faith, a fullness of the action of the Spirit. Not the spooky kind of things that you sometimes see, not the crazy kind of things, but Lord, just a solid, rock solid faith in you and in the actions and relevance and power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. And we just lift, I lift everyone here up today to you, Lord God. For yes, this is a body, but it's a body made up of individual believers who have a relationship with you. And that is the strength, Lord God, that we seek. That strength of a bond with you individually, so that when each of us seeks your will, Lord God, we are all seeing and hearing the same things, because one God, one Spirit, one faith, one Jesus Christ. We all have that same target, that same focus. And no matter where we're standing, how far away we are from it, if we are on target, we're going to hit that same mark. And we're going to hit it together as a body. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you continue to give. And we just pray and lift this congregation up in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything else that you...
Maybe we need to worship for a bit.
I think we do. So, Lord, thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. Thank you, Lord, for opening the word to us in new ways. Lord, I just pray that those words become reality for each one here, Lord God, and not just things that you hear in a sermon and go home and do your thing, but walk them out in your life. I encourage you to walk them out in your life, to hear and obey. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he will bless you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.